Hey there, Quajo here, and if you haven't heard my voice, I'm the new host of the Art of Online Business. Quick update on my new offer. I did not expect the initial launch spots to sell out so fast. I'm talking about Facebook Ad Setup to Success, which is one-on-one Facebook ads coaching for the driven course creator from me, three Zoom calls within a month, and unlimited support in between so that you can run your lead generation campaigns, your launch campaigns, your SLO, self-liquidating offer funnels, exactly like I would, getting all my tips and tricks and strategies, plus just unlimited support inside of Slack or Voxer, or one lady's even doing it from inside of Messenger, with screen recordings, Loom recordings, this sort of thing, questions. This is what I'm doing, but all those limited spots at the initial launch price, they are gone. And I just wanted to explain that out of integrity to the people who took those first spots. The price has gone up, and there's one spot, maybe two, if I do some scheduling jujitsu for May. Otherwise, we're booking into June. You can click on the link in the description below to find out more, or you can go to theartofonlinebusiness.com/call if you need that kind of one-on-one Facebook help. All right, back to the episode.
This is the show where I bring you the best tips, tactics, and strategies for using paid traffic to grow your business on autopilot. You also hear what's working and not working right now from the top minds in online marketing so that you can get more leads and sales every day without having to empty your wallet in the process. All right, let's jump into it. Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Art of Paid Traffic podcast. I am your host, Rick Mulready. Thank you so much for coming to hang out with me today. Really appreciate you taking a few minutes out of your day to do that. As I'm recording this right now, it is about 8:30 in the morning here in San Diego, and I just had the window open in my office, and I was like, man, I'm a little chilly right now. I had to go put a hoodie on. I love when the weather starts to turn finally. I think it's starting to turn here in San Diego. Fall is my favorite time of year. And the day that this episode comes out on Wednesday, tomorrow, the next day, I am leaving for Montana. So I'm going back up to Montana to do some more fly fishing. I've decided that I'm going to do this every few months because I have such a blast up there. I have some good friends up there that I'm able to stay with, and I fly up there on miles. So pretty much the only thing I really have to pay for is the actual fishing because I hire a guide for the weekend and then food. And so, yeah, it is awesome. And I am so pumped to get away for a few days and just go back up there to Montana. It's so beautiful up there. Spend a couple of days and do some fly fishing. I gotta say it, guys, I'm hooked on it. Sorry, that was terrible. All right, my friends, on today's episode, I'm gonna be taking you through how I would critique a Facebook ad, specifically the ad copy, the image, the targeting, and the landing page. And this is an actual ad from one of my students in my FB Advantage local program. He's actually a founding member. And I got the idea to do this episode because, well, so many people are always asking me for feedback on their ads. So I figured I would do a critique here on the podcast. And maybe this is something I start to do more of, where I share with you sort of what the original ad is and the targeting and so forth. And then I would take you through how I would make improvements to it. And what I liked about what Alex did, whose ad this is he provided me a lot of information, like the ad copy, the image, the targeting, the landing page. And he didn't just provide a screenshot of his ad. And with all this information, now I get a complete picture of how he was setting up his ad, and I'm able to help him, you know, more effectively. Now, Alex runs ads for a local business called Bliss Wine Imports, and they do direct to consumer, but they're also licensed to sell wine in several states as a wholesaler. So because they're running a Facebook ads campaign, they decided to market to all the states that they are licensed to sell. And that's important because that plays into obviously the targeting of the ad. So what I'm going to do today is share with you Alex's original ad, the ad copy, the image, the targeting, and the landing page, and then break down what improvements that I would make to each of these elements of the ad setup. And over on the show notes page, which is at rickmulready.com/104, I'll include everything that we're talking about here today so you can see it all visually. The ad itself, the landing page, the targeting, everything written out so you can take a look at that if you'd like. Before we jump into this ads critique, if you are a local business owner, I want to invite you to a brand new live online training that I'm doing all about how local business owners can use Facebook ads to grow your business. Specifically, create a steady stream of leads and customers while cutting your marketing budget. So if you are a local business owner, a brick and mortar business, a realtor, etc., and you're trying to attract local customers, this Facebook ads training is for you. Now, why am I doing this training? Because Facebook ads are definitely the easiest and the fastest way to grow a local business. So this training is going to be next week. Well, depending on when you're listening to this, Wednesday, October 5th at 9 a.m. Pacific time. So if you'd like to register for this free live online training for local businesses, go to rickmulready.com/local training. Again, rickmulready.com/local training. I'll be sure to link it up in the show notes page for the episode today as well. Really excited to be doing that training for you. All right, let's jump into the ad critique here. So first, some background on the ad, okay? So Alex's goal is his client wants to sell wine. And with this ad that we're going to be talking about, what he's doing first here is building his email list by adding value first. He's starting the conversation with his target customer, and he then wants to get people into a wine club because that is something that his client offers, and it's a very profitable revenue stream for the business, okay? In addition to offering the free guide, he's also considering a couple of other strategies. For example, going straight to a discount code from his Facebook ad. So his Facebook ad would offer a discount code for some wine. And then again, the idea is to lead people into the wine club with maybe an upsell. They're also thinking about starting directly from the Facebook ad into an offer for the wine club, but maybe go with a discount and free shipping on the first order or something along those lines. Or maybe discount the first order and always do free shipping. What they're trying to figure out is the math, you know, as far as free shipping and the margins and all that stuff. I know that Alex said that the math was a little bit tricky to find a compelling offer where they're not losing money, since the free shipping, you know, makes the margins very tight already. You know, they'd want, if they are offering free shipping, they'd want to make sure that they're going to be making that up on the back end through the wine club. Okay. And when I had the conversation with him originally, he was just beginning to test these different strategies. Oh, and I really wanted to start this conversation off with you right now, because, you know, I bring these different sales funnel ideas up because this is how I want you to be thinking about your own strategies in your business, because there's not one right way to do this. You got to be testing different ways to do it. So as you can see here, Alex is testing from Facebook ads, sending people to a free guide, you know, getting people on his email list, and then he's building a relationship with them and making an offer to them. And then from there, like, there's all different types of strategies that he could test out. So for example, he could offer the free guide, and then on the thank you page, he can have an immediate offer for, say, maybe like a discount on either the wine club, directly into the wine club, or maybe just a discount on a bottle of wine or two. You know, there's a lot of different ways that he can do that. So I want to encourage you to be thinking about, for your business, what are some different ways that you could take people on Facebook who don't necessarily know who you or your business are and start to create that relationship with them, taking them from, you know, a total stranger all the way through to becoming a long-term paying customer. Really be thinking about that in your business. And again, there's no one way to do this. There's different ways that you want to test this out. So with this ad where Alex is building his email list by adding value first, he's starting the conversation with his target customer. And so here was his original ad copy. And again, I'll have everything I'm talking about here in the show notes page, rickmulready.com/104. Now in his ad copy, his first line was, "Stop feeling lost in the wine aisle!" Exclamation point. And then the next line said, "Download our handy guide of what to look for and what to avoid." So obviously here, what he's looking to do is target the pain point of when you walk into a grocery store or a liquor store or whatever, and you're looking at all the wine that's available in front of you, And you're like, I know for me, when I walk into, I have a Whole Foods that's two blocks away from me. And so if I'm going to buy wine, I usually get it there. And I'm not a wine connoisseur by any stretch of the imagination. I have a couple that are sort of my go-tos, but in general, I am always asking, you know, the Whole Foods wine guy or woman there what their recommendations are. I mean, I'm always lost in that wine aisle. So I am basically that person he's trying to reach. Maybe that's if you are a wine buyer, maybe you're like that as well. You go into a store and you're looking at, you're overwhelmed by all of the wine that's available to us in front of you on the shelf. So he says, stop feeling lost in the wine aisle, exclamation point. Download our handy guide of what to look for and what to avoid. Now, that was all he used in the ad copy. His headline, which is that text right below the image, is 9 tips for choosing wine at the store. Okay, so headline, 9 tips for choosing wine at the store. His newsfeed link description, which is the copy below the headline when the ad runs in the desktop newsfeed, he said, buying wine at the store is a lot easier when you know what to look for and what to avoid. Download this exclusive PDF full of tips to make buying wine at the store a lot more fun. I like that much better than the ad copy, and I'll get into that here in just a second. So let me just repeat that real quick. So the newsfeed link description that he used, buying wine at the store is a lot easier when you know what to look for and what to avoid. Download this exclusive PDF full of tips to make buying wine at the store a lot more fun. Okay. Then he had a call to action button. He used download as his call to action button. And the display URL that he used was simply the URL of his client, which is blisswineimports.com. Okay. So that was the ad. All right. Now, as far as the image goes, he used an image of a woman in what looked to be like a wine store looking at bottles on the shelf. I think it was a great image. It was a really, really good image. So again, it was just a woman, kind of a close up. She was surrounded by shelves of wine and she was just kind of looking to select a bottle of wine. It was really, really good. I have a suggestion for how another image he might be able to test there in just a second. Okay. So that was his original ad. And again, I'll have a screenshot of the ad in the show notes page. Now, as far as how I might improve this ad, here's what I might recommend testing out. Now, again, on the ad copy, he said, stop feeling lost in the wine aisle. Download our handy guide of what to look for and what to avoid. You know, it's not terrible, but it's also like doesn't jazz me up at all. It doesn't super, you know, stop feeling lost in the wine aisle. That's pretty good because that is definitely a pain point that so many people can relate to. But how I might improve that, and again, this is just something that I would consider testing, is I would say choosing a wine at the store can be overwhelming, .. And it's a heck of a lot easier when you know what to look for and what to avoid. Download our handy guide full of tips to help you choose the best bottle for any budget and makes buying wine at the store a lot more fun. And so again, there's not, I mean, just 3 lines here. It's conversational, which I really want to focus on here. It's casual and conversational while pulling at the pain point of being overwhelmed when you look at, you know, have all the wine in front of you on the shelves at a store. So let me just repeat that again. Choosing a wine at the store can be overwhelming, .. And it's a heck of a lot easier when you know what to look for and what to avoid. Download our handy guide full of tips to help you choose the best bottle for any budget and make buying wine at the store a lot more fun. Okay, so that's how I would recommend sort of testing a different variation of that ad copy. For the headline, he had, what was his first one? 9 tips for choosing wine at the store. All right. I like that. I don't think that's bad at all. I might just add a little bit to that where I might say 9 tips for choosing the best wine for any budget. You know, something along those lines. We're adding that for any budget kind of appeals to, oh, okay, well, maybe I do have a little bit of a higher budget for wine, yet I still don't know what I'm looking for. Or, you know, I'm looking for $2 Chuck or something at Trader Joe's. I used to love $2 Chuck, but then I started drinking better wine. I was like, holy cow, this stuff's awful. But anyway, that's how I would change things up a little bit in the headline. 9 tips for choosing the best wine for any budget. just adding a little bit of a further description there. And then I actually liked his newsfeed link description that he used. Buying wine at the store is a lot easier when you know what to look for and what to avoid. Download this exclusive PDF full of tips to make buying wine at the store a lot more fun. I mean, for me, I think that's totally fine. I would test that. Okay. But it's pretty good. He's hitting on the pain points, talking about being more fun, knowing what to look for, what to avoid. Download this. It's another call to action. Call to action button. I would use the download button there because he's sending to an opt-in page, the display URL of blisswineimports.com. Totally fine. Now, on the image, as I mentioned before, with the woman in what looks to be like a wine store looking at bottles on the shelf, great image. Now, I would also maybe test another image of somebody maybe in a grocery store in the wine aisle, that they have all these bottles or these shelves of wine in front of them with maybe like their hands on their hips or something, like they're just completely lost and overwhelmed with what they're looking at. So that might be another image that they could test. Okay, so that's how I would improve the actual ad itself, from the ad copy to the headline and maybe a split test, a different image there. Now, as far as the landing page goes, it took people to a opt-in form on the website, which I kind of liked that they did that. I think it was fine. The opt-in form was above the fold, so when you landed on that page, it was right there. The headline did match the 9 tips for choosing the best wine. Let's see. It had an image of the cheat sheet, and it had an image of the guide, and also it had a testimonial at the bottom. You know, if anything, I would try to make it pop a little bit more. It's kind of a boring page, but it wasn't bad, you know, but I would, if anything, I would make it pop a little bit more. And also I would definitely make sure that it is mobile optimized. And I know that this is something that they did have an issue with, where this page was not mobile optimized. So they had to make some changes there to it. But yeah, the landing page wasn't terrible. They asked for the name, email, and then also they had a drop down for your state, which is really important because they are only licensed, you know, to work in certain states. So I like that they had that drop down there to kind of filter those people out. So that's my feedback on the ad copy, the image, the landing page. And also, I'm going to get into targeting here in just a second. And I think this is really, really, really important. I think I just said really 3 times. It's really important for what Alex set up here. You would run this campaign with the objective of website conversions, because his goal is to get people to opt in for this guide. Obviously, you want the Facebook pixel on the thank you page. So with the either you're using custom conversions to track conversions, or you're using a standard event on that thank you page. Also, you could do the Facebook pixel definitely on the opt-in page itself, so that you can create a campaign where you're retargeting people who land on that opt-in page but don't actually opt in. Okay, so now let's talk about the targeting that Alex had set up. And this is where I really think that he could make a lot of improvements to the campaign. So from a demographic and a geographic standpoint, remember, his client is only licensed to sell in certain states. So he targeted the US, and then he excluded the states that they're not licensed in. It was easier to exclude rather than include, because they're licensed in more states. So he targeted the US and then excluded states, you know, like Alabama, Alaska, etc. Really good job in doing this. The age range, 21 to 65 plus. Love that he did that. Obviously, selling wine, got to be 21 plus. Now for the interest targeting. And this is where I could see him making some really big gains based on how he originally set up his targeting. Now, the first thing I loved what he did was he did a bunch of research on what blogs, pubs, and wineries had strong Facebook followings. So he did a really, really good job about that. I love the fact that he took the time to put in the research. Now, here's the targeting that he used. He said people who match. So in the detailed targeting section, he chose the wine behavior. And then he said, and also must match the following interest. And he had a whole bunch of interest all grouped into one ad set. So things like wine clubs, organic wine, women in wine, the wine advocate, wine library TV, California Wine Club, Biodynamic Wine, Wine Spectator, Wine of the Month Club, blah, 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 on and on and on here. Wine Enthusiast Magazine. So a whole bunch of, he did a really good job of obviously picking wine interests, but my suggestions here are, I have a few different suggestions on how I would set this up. And the reason I'm bringing this up is because I see this a lot with how people set up their targeting to kind of start off with, you know, in that detailed targeting section, because in the detailed targeting section, we can choose, you know, I want to target people who have an interest in this. And then we can also add, you know, ands in there, meaning like I want to target people who have an interest in wine and also, let's see, the wine advocate, you know what I mean? So they have to have an interest in both. That's a terrible example, but I think you get what I'm talking about here. Now, what I would recommend that Alex change here is I would break all of these up into individual ad sets first and foremost, because when he's just starting out, if he groups them all together like this, and Facebook, by the way, is starting to make some improvements here on giving us some guidance on this. And I think that we're starting to see iterations of Facebook testing these different things. But until we reach that point, I would break all of these different interests up into individual ad sets. Okay, so basically, I might have wine clubs, for example, as one ad set, because when you group them all together like this, you have no idea which one of these interests is performing the best and which ones are bringing your results down. So by breaking them out to start off with and giving them, you can give them a very small budget. You know, if this is 20 ad sets, let's just say 20 different target groups, and maybe you don't want to, you don't have that kind of budget to do $5 a day per ad set. So maybe you just start by picking a few of them and just go with whatever your budget is. And then you just start testing new interest to try to beat, you just start to try to find the best ones that you can. Okay. So that's the first thing. I would break all of these individual interests up into ad sets, individual ad sets, so you know which one is performing. And then I'd be really careful. This is where you can think about, if I'm offering somebody a cheat sheet on tips for buying wine, I want to be really super clear on who my target audience is. Okay. Now that is the beginner wine buyer. I'm not probably going to be wanting to target interests like Wine Enthusiast or Decanter Magazine or The Wine Advocate, something like that, because those are probably more experienced wine drinkers. Those are people who know their wine. If you're reading The Wine Enthusiast, you probably are pretty knowledgeable about wine and looking to learn more about it. Whereas this particular offer that Alex was making with the cheat sheet, like 9 tips, probably geared towards that original person. So it's really important to, obviously, Alex understands his customer, but we want to make sure that we get the messaging right with the offer to the target audience that we are targeting. Now, if you want to target sites like, for example, Wine Enthusiast and Decanter Magazine, I would probably go, instead of the cheat sheet, I would probably make an offer to them with that discount on some wine, or maybe the offer into the wine club for those types of audience. But I wouldn't necessarily target them with the offer for the cheat sheet, because again, that's sort of more of the beginner. The last thing I want to say about this part here is that he said, I want to target people who have the wine behavior. You put in wine and there's an interest, there's a behavior option there. So people who are buying wine, for example, but they must also match, he said, all the interests that I just mentioned. I don't think you need to do that personally. I mean, you could certainly test that out, but I don't think you need to do that necessarily, because like you kind of assume that if somebody has an interest in Wine Enthusiast Magazine, that they are interested in buying wine. And so I don't necessarily think that you need to do the behavior with the wine. Maybe I might test that all by itself as an ad set. And then, you know, then the other ones, like I mentioned, as their own individual ad sets. But I don't think you need to do that, because if you have an interest in Wine Library TV, you're probably going to be buying wine. You're already interested in wine because you are targeting Wine Library TV and you're interested in that. Okay. So again, I'll have this all outlined on the show notes page for the episode today to kind of give you a visual representation of what I'm talking about here. But he did a really good job to kind of get started here and do this research. And I love the process that he took here. So lastly, the last thing I would say about this is I would absolutely consider doing a video ad where maybe you're teaching the free tips that he's offering in the guide. And you have somebody in, you have the woman maybe who's in the image that is in the shelves of wine. Maybe she's teaching what the free tips are in the guide. And then from there, maybe you're driving them to an offer, or maybe it's just a free download of the tips that people can take that they're learning from the video. So beginning the conversation with the target customer with video, which is going to build a quick connection with that target audience. And it's a great way to start the conversation. It's the great top of your sales funnel. And then, of course, you could build retargeting audiences of people who are watching that video, you know, like certain percentages, like 25%, 50%, et cetera, and then retarget them with offers to move them along the sales funnel. Okay. So there you have it. That's how I would make improvements to the ad and the ad setup and the targeting and so forth. You know, as I mentioned, Alex is one of my FB Advantage local students. So I'm going to continue checking in with him to see how his sales funnels are doing and maybe get him on the show here to share what his results are here. What I want to get for you and the big takeaway here is that there are different ways to test different strategies here to get people to the end goal of we want people to ultimately sign up for our wine club because that's where we really make our money. And there's different ways to get people to that. And it's just a matter of testing different things. And as we test different offers, make sure that the targeting that you're using for your specific business is relevant to that specific offer. So again, going back to, I wouldn't necessarily say that it's smart to test. I mean, maybe you test it, but I wouldn't think that somebody who is interested in Wine Enthusiast magazine is necessarily looking for, you know, 9 tips to avoid being overwhelmed in the wine aisle, that sort of thing. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I would test that. But it's just a matter of, okay, does this offer make sense for the target audience that we're doing here? And then also breaking up each of the interests into individual ad sets when you're starting out like that to make sure that you know exactly which interests are performing the best for you. So those are the biggest changes I would make. I'll have this all in the show notes page for you to check out if you would like to. And before we wrap up here, don't forget, as I mentioned at the top of the show, if you're a local business owner, I want to invite you to a brand new live online training that I'm going to be doing all about how local business owners can use Facebook ads to grow your business, specifically creating a steady stream of leads and customers while cutting your marketing budget. We're here in the holiday season all of a sudden. I can't believe we're already here. So you've got to have your marketing strategy and your advertising strategy in place here for the marketing season. And Facebook ads are the easiest and the fastest way to be growing your local business. So if you're a local business owner, brick and mortar business, a realtor, etc., and you're trying to attract local customers, this training is for you. And now is the time to be getting in on learning Facebook ads because we are in the holiday season and you've got to have a plan in place for the holidays before we get too far into it. I can't believe we're almost in October here. So the training is going to be next week, depending on when you're listening to this, on Wednesday, October 5th at 9 a.m. Pacific time. So if you'd like to register for this free live online training, just go to rickmulready.com/local-training. Super pumped to be giving you that training. Thank you so much for listening today, my friends. If you have a topic that you'd like to hear about on the show here, or maybe a guest that you'd love to hear from, hit me up on social media, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. I'm on Snapchat, pretty much everywhere. I'm at Rick Mulready. Just one word, at Rick Mulready. It's just Rick Mulready at on Twitter. You get the idea. It's Rick Mulready is pretty much my name everywhere on social media. Or you can email us at support@rickmulready.com and let me know about a topic or a guest that you'd love to hear from on the show. I am so pumped that it's fall, my favorite time of year, and I've got a lot of great episodes coming your way. So until then, keep testing your paid traffic to find out what works for you and your business and then do more of what's working. And I'll see you in the next episode.
want to avoid the seven biggest mistakes that burn through course creators' ad money, I see these over and over and over again, and I put them together in a mini email series. This is not fluff. Each of the seven mistakes, I also have a recorded video tutorial showing you inside of Facebook Ad Manager how to fix those mistakes. This is good, solid, and it will save you money or help you make more money with your Facebook ads. Click down in the show notes below. You'll see the link and you can go download it right now for free.